Welcome to the England Rugby Podcast, asking the questions you want answered and showcasing the best of rugby up and down the country. On a wing and a prop, May and Cole ready to right a few wrongs against Ireland, plus what Sam said to Will Carling. Hello, I'm Simon Ward, and this weekend sees the last of the so-called warm-up games for England as the Irish come to town once again. Stuart Lancaster's picked perhaps his strongest team for this one. The only man to have started all three summer tests is Gloucester Flyer Johnny May. So, who better to start this week's podcast than England's number 11? Johnny May, I want you to wind your mind back a month. Has this match increased in importance from what you expected at the beginning of August?
I think we're just taking it. They're obviously warm-up games, but we're taking them as serious test matches, so they're all very important, and we're just taking the learning from each game, one game at a time. But we're back at Twickenham, and it's our last opportunity to get a good run out before a big World Cup, so I guess it is a very important game, but we treat every game the same here.
I guess the value of it is different in terms of having lost in Paris, and of course Ireland having lost against Wales. Suddenly there's maybe a different dynamic to it.
Yeah, I think that's the thing with rugby, isn't there? If you have a disappointing game, you can expect a reaction, and we can expect a reaction from Ireland and a reaction from ourselves, because we're disappointed with the last game. But again, it's another test match. It's at Twickenham. We can't wait to play for our country and our country with our fans watching us at Twickenham. So very exciting.
Has it helped to have a fortnight off, or did the boys want to get back on the bike and sort things out sooner than that?
No, I think it has been good to have a fortnight off. We have been training really hard, and especially with all the selection and all that up in the air, it's been quite intense, so it was nice just to get a few days away, and we've come back in with 31 with our tight group and ready to push on.
Yeah, as you say, you now know the group that's going to be going into the World Cup. Has that changed the dynamic within this training camp at all?
Yeah, personally, I think it has. I think it is slightly more relaxed, and we can be more focused, less distractions in terms of more focus on the rugby. And it's nice to be settled and feel secure. It was what it was in terms of competitiveness for spots, and it's a shame that great players had to leave. But that all of them, respect to them, that they dealt with it well and put the team first and trained well last week. And it does seem like a new era this week, and a new focus.
Yeah, it must have been an emotional time, because you've been together in training camp for quite a while, and to lose some good mates and some familiar faces is not easy. But that, I guess, at the end of the day, galvanises the current squad together.
Yeah, that's just professional sport, isn't it? You can't always be in the team, and some people can't play. But I'm sure they'll all go away and work hard and improve, and they'll probably get back in here, and it will change again. It's always changing, because it's such a competitive group of players and such a high quality group of players.
And for you yourself, you must be delighted, obviously, to be in that squad. Now you've got to take it forward. Ireland at the weekend, what particular challenges from your point of view are going to be coming at you at Twickenham on Saturday?
Oh, well, the thing of Ireland is that they definitely have a set DNA in terms of aspects of their game that they bring hard and they're very good at, in terms of breakdown, driving maul, choke tackles. And obviously for me, the kicking game is going to be, the aerial battle is going to be huge. Sexton's a great player. Their wingers chase after balls, so me and the back three are going to have to be on the money in terms of anticipating those kicks and trying to win the balls. And we spoke about it being a team thing in terms of those kicks when they're 50-50, making sure everybody sprints to the ball, make sure that we clean up any 50-50s, and make sure that we're all working hard to protect us at the back as well.
Yeah, Sexton and Carney love a Gary Owen, don't they? So there'll be no great surprise as to what's going to be coming at you, certainly early on.
No, exactly. They probably kick the most out of all international teams. They've got great kickers and great chasers, so it's going to be a big challenge, but it gets us in the game as our back three, and it gives us something to focus on.
Ireland haven't won at Twickenham in 5 years, so how important could the home factor be this weekend?
No, home's brilliant for us. It builds the excitement. Like, personally, I love playing at Twickenham, so does everybody else. We've got our home fans there, and it's exciting to go out there one more time before the World Cup starts.
And that's it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Last outing before the World Cup starts, and in just under 2 weeks, going to be stepping out against Fiji. Has it really come home to roost now that this is about to start?
Yeah, I guess so. I think obviously focus is very much short term at the moment because this is a huge game and a huge challenge, but I'm sure once this game's done, it will be like another chapter close, and then it's the start of the big one.
Looking forward to it.
Cool, yeah, very much so.
The major issues from Paris seem to be focused around the set piece. Dan Cole is convinced that those issues will be rectified this weekend.
Dan Cole, how important has this match become on the back of Paris, both in terms for England and, of course, on the back of the Wales defeat for Ireland? Has it increased, do you think?
It certainly has. I think, you know, it's the second hit out for a lot of the players in the team now, and it's the last game for the World Cup. So, you know, if you want to get momentum going into the tournament, we've got no other games between now and then. So we need to perform, and, you know, Ireland are in a similar boat. You know, they're coming off a defeat last week, so they obviously want to set that record straight. And, you know, you want to hit the ground running, basically, when you get to the World Cup. So, you know, this weekend's important for that.
You've had a fortnight to review that Stade de France performance. The big surprise, of course, was the problems that you had in the set piece. All been sorted in training?
I hope so. Yeah, we've done a lot of work in it, work into it. You know, credit to France. They were, you know, Shuley and the blokes they had in the back row were, you know, different to what they had the week before. And they did a good job of disrupting our line out and scrum time, we weren't there. So, yeah, no, we've had our wake-up call, and hopefully those problems will be sorted this weekend.
How important then to have Professor Parling back here calling the shots?
Oh, it's important. You know, Jeff runs a very good line out. He understands, you know, he understands where the opposition marks up and stuff like that.
The word is Norse that you're looking for.
Yeah, that's what I say. He puts a lot of research into his line out, spends a lot of time looking at it, and, you know, he's got a good relationship with Tom the hooker, so they, you know, from Leicester, so he knows, they know each other and they can play into each other's strengths.
The value of victory is always obvious to many, but has it got more value this weekend in terms of this is the last run out before World Cup?
Yeah, massively. I think that, you know, that's the whole thing. The you want to go into the World Cup on a high, and to do that is to win. And, you know, it's going to take an 80-minute performance, but that's going to hopefully tee you up for the tournament. And that's we understand that. You know, France is done and dusted, and you know, this weekend it's a time for, you know, it's a bit of make a bit of a statement, I guess, in the squad, and you know, put things right.
6 months ago in Dublin, of course, the Irish were victorious, but they haven't won at Twickenham in 5 years. How much does previous matches go into the psyche, psychology of this encounter this weekend, if at all?
I wouldn't say it plays no part, but it probably doesn't play a massive part, because, you know, the longer the sort of stuff goes on, I think the sort of you know, records and stuff are there to be broken, aren't they? So it's, you know, in our mindset, we haven't discussed the home record. For us, it's England Ireland. You know, we're playing at home, it's Twickenham for the World Cup. That's the, it's a game by itself. The history is obviously there to see, but we're focused on ourselves and the game. So yeah, it probably plays a part, but not a massive one in that regard.
And history with the man opposite you, Jack McGrath, what's your knowledge of him?
Oh, he's a good player. You know, he's through Leinster. I played against him in March. He started the game there. So yeah, he's a good player. He works hard. You see the game. Ireland set piece has gone well so far in the World Cup. Yeah, the warm up game, so to speak. So yeah, he's a good player. I think, you know, Keane Healy might be coming back into the Irish side. That's the rumours. So you know, look forward to playing against them both.
This, of course, the final warm-up game, but the first game since the 31-man squad was announced by Stuart. Have you noticed a different dynamic, a different vibe? Because it was an emotional time. We've talked to a lot of the guys about how difficult it was to say goodbye to some of their mates that they've seen for the last few weeks. How has the squad reacted now, do you think?
I think it's, yeah, I say, going back to the previous point, it was tough, you know. I say you've been through a lot together, 10 weeks over training, and been to some pretty dark places and stuff, but I think, you know, this week we're sort of, it's the 31's been announced, so we've been able to focus on Ireland and the World Cup, and I think, you know, everything's a bit more sort of settled, but the focus is now not on sort of competing against each other, it's competing for the World Cup, and that's, you know, I think this week's been very good in that regard. I think everyone's focused down, knuckles down to business. You know, we've had a couple of kicks at the backside from the French thing, and people understand that we need to step it up, and with 31, you've got the best players, I suppose, best players here that England can have, and that's pushing the standards high in training, and hopefully that'll be reflected the weekend.
Last question. You said losing at the Stade de France is never a good idea, but has it come at an opportune time in the bigger scheme of things? Has that been the kick up the pants that maybe the squad can actually utilise now going forward?
Yeah. Oh, you. Every time you lose, you learn more in defeat than you do in victory in some regards. And